Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. We're moving towards ISC in just a few weeks in Amsterdam. Last year, it'll be in Amsterdam, and I'm excited to be joined by a couple of guests from IntelUnite. First off, Jason Gecki, who is the VP and General Manager of the IntelUnite group inside of Intel Corporation. Jason, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again, Gary.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well. And I'm also with me is Dave Buchholz, who's the Worldwide Director of Unite Sales and Technical Enablement. Dave, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Nice talking to you again.
Sounds like you're on the road.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for a great big conference next week.
Well, we're talking about a great big conference, and Intel has had a big presence the last couple of years at the big AV shows with the IntelUnite platform, and has made a big impact in the market of collaboration. Jason, although you've not been at Intel very long, you've certainly been thrown into the mix with the growth of the collaboration market. Talk about sort of where you came from and sort of the impact that it's had on Intel in this short period of time.
Absolutely. I've been with Intel and the IntelUnite team now since about May of 2019. So that's around, I'm guessing, about 7 months. I joined at a great time because two things happened in June. One is we launched our cloud service for the product, as well as crossed 1 million units out in the marketplace. And it's only gotten better since then. We continue to grow what we're doing on our cloud services. The platform continues to evolve. We've released 4.1, which we'll talk about a bit. And having come from the collaboration space myself, where I was at Cisco working with WebEx Teams, I just saw a great opportunity to come in here, and I've been proven right thus far. So I've really enjoyed my short stint, but I see it very positive.
Well, one thing that's unique about you in the collaboration world, IntelUnite in the collaboration world, is you're kind of agnostic. You kind of work with everything out there, and you're providing a platform for collaboration that is able to be leveraged by pretty much anyone who needs a collaboration system that encompasses both the software and the video side of it. You've just recently launched 4.1, Dave, and of course at ISC, you'll be at ISC in Hall 11, booth A170, one booth this time. Dave, talk about 4.1 and sort of where the evolution of the platform is.
Yeah, so I mean, we go through, and every time we do these sprints and we add features into Unite, we take a lot of feedback from our existing customer base and the folks that have been using it for a while and the new users, and we drive a lot of that change in. So about 80% of what we drive into the product comes directly from customer feedback. So 4.1 was focused around a lot of feedback we'd received from the education environment. So we added some new things in we call teacher feature that really gives an educator really advanced control of the room now. And it can be used in corporate settings too, but being able to preview content that sits on other devices before it's actually brought up to the screen, being able to direct that content from this the device to the screen from the organizers or the classroom organizers device, and not having to require them to actually do the presentation. So it gives a lot more finite control around a controlled presentation environment. So that was a big feature we've released into there. And stuff that was asked for about 6 or 8 months ago from our education community. And then we've added some new telemetry stack information in there. We've made some changes into the API stack to allow better integration with partners. And then, of course, our big cloud interface that we launched with 4.0, we've continued to evolve that and drive more that we can do through the cloud and with our end user products.
The educational feature, teacher features, is going to be big. I teach at the University of North Carolina, as you know. We actually use the IntelUnite platform in my classroom, so I will enjoy that. And so we need to make sure I get updated. I didn't realize that feature existed, or have not been doing a great job paying attention. So thanks for that review. You talked about cloud. I want to come back to you, Jason, because obviously, I mean, cloud is way more than a buzzword. I know a lot of people like to make fun of people when they say this is in the cloud or that's in the cloud, but in reality, as the world of technology is moving to the cloud, and it is a substantial feature of the IntelUnite platform that you did launch in June. Talk about sort of the benefit there as they head to ISC and Hall 11 to check you guys out in less than a month.
Absolutely. So what the cloud allows our customers to do is very quickly launch IntelUnite. You no longer need to install a server. yourself, install the software, manage that. It reduces your IT burden and really allows you to focus on your end user experience, which is where Intel Unite excels in getting that in the conference rooms as quickly as possible. We've seen a lot of customers accelerate through their proof of concepts very quickly once they've adopted the cloud and then off into production as well. We'll be continuing to add features to what we're doing in the cloud and services and capabilities over the next 12 months. So stay tuned there as well, because we're very serious about what we're doing within the cloud and want to bring as much capabilities and features to our customers as we can.
Yeah, and part of that is going to benefit, the customer is going to benefit from your plugin community and sort of the plugins that are being built in and around the platform. Dave, talk about some of the development there and sort of where that is since Infocom.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, our plugin environment is, again, we're not out there to really replace a lot of stuff that's there. We're really to add and augment things that don't exist today, right? And so part of that is our plugin environment, working with existing UCC partners today, you know, interactive whiteboard companies, document cameras, pan tilt zoom cameras, all these things, and being able to bring that into a simplified user interface and augment what's out there today, helping to eliminate cables that are in the rooms, these kinds of things. And those plugin partners are a big part of that. And so since Infocom, right, we're going to be announcing a couple more key customers we're working with today to even do deeper integration than what we've done with previous software, and taking tighter integration into Unite. And so it's not just about delivering their stuff within Unite, but it's also about integrating them into the Unite stack. So getting them so that we can do more with the Unite software itself.
Yeah, in fact, you can see all of this at intel.com/Unite. You'll be in booth A170 in Hall 11, which is where a lot of the collaboration products reside and collaboration companies. Jason, where do you see 2020? I mean, obviously 2020, it's hard to predict the economy and sort of the direction the industry is going to go whenever there's an election year. It's sort of a hackneyed thing to say in the world of technology, but the collaboration is growing and is evolving so quickly that it's bound to be an amazing year, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. What we're seeing out in the market is really a drive towards making the employees of large organizations' lives much easier, giving them tools that allow them to get work done, tools that feel more like consumer products with ease of use and things like this. So we're seeing a lot of areas where maybe someone's even had a collaboration system in place for a while. They really want to extend that to allow people to have environmental controls, to have all the pieces in one platform that they can actually go out and drive that. So we see a lot of opportunity out there just in the way things are changing in the market on top of the actual growth itself. And Intel Unite fits perfectly within that and enabling that capability for our customers.
Yeah, I love the system. I highly recommend that you check it out at intel.com/Unite. They have some great videos sort of explain the concept, because I think one of the issues has been everyone sort of thought about collaboration from a hardware perspective rather than from a interface and software perspective. And the way you handle that is amazing, especially how you can turn sort of any display into a collaboration display on the fly. So I see that as a big function in the future. For everyone that's looking at putting displays anywhere around an educational institution or corporation. So Dave, Jason, I really appreciate you joining me today. And I do want to encourage everyone to make sure who's at ISE to go by Hall 11, booth A170. And of course, go to intel.com/Unite. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Have a great day.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you. And thanks for listening. All of our ISE coverage is at raypubs.com. Click on the ISE link or go to raypubs.com/ISE 2020.